From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Syria, no let-up in the fighting in eastern Ghouta despite Russia's declaration of a humanitarian pause. Stefan Dujarric is a UN spokesman.
Reports from our humanitarian partners and other reliable sources indicate that the fighting is continuing this morning and that the shelling between East Ghouta and Damascus is ongoing in both directions.
Monday, Russia declared a daily five-hour truce and a corridor to allow civilians to leave the besieged eastern suburbs of Damascus, where heavy bombardment has left more than 500 dead since February 18. Jens Lerke of the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said the dire situation on the ground must change.
What will save their lives are not words, but that are action. It's action. It's the change of the situation on the ground.
Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov said Moscow would press ahead with its plan while the UN insists the warring parties abide by the UN Security Council's resolution Saturday that demands a 30-day ceasefire over the entire country. Heather Nauert is a U.S. State Department spokesperson.
Russia is certainly not adhering to the ceasefire. They're not adhering to the ceasefire because they continue to sponsor and back Bashar al-Assad's government.
And the commander of U.S. Central Command told U.S. lawmakers Tuesday Russia is acting as both arsonist and firefighter in Syria. Two senior allies of deposed former President Blaise Compaoré of Burkina Faso were among dozens appearing in court Tuesday, accused of organizing a 2015 coup against the transitional government. Former General Gilbert Diendéré and ex-Foreign Minister Djibril Bassol face charges that include treason and threatening state security. More than 80 are on trial for their role in the failed coup in which 14 were killed and hundreds wounded after security forces took members of the transitional government hostage. This is VOA News. The U.S. Special Envoy for North Korea has announced his intention to retire. South Korean-born Joseph Yun, strong advocate for engagement with Pyongyang, is ending his 32 years of foreign service Friday. Stephen Norper of the New York-based Korea Society called the decision regrettable.
Because he represents the side that urges for negotiation, and his service in terms of trying to allow room for South Korea, North Korea, to encourage the United States to really come to the table and negotiate is definitely an alternative to military strike or harsher options.
His departure comes as Pyongyang expressed willingness to talk to the U.S. Washington insists such talks must be about North Korea's denuclearization. Friday, the U.S. imposed its largest set of sanctions on the North, but the North Korean ambassador to the U.N. in Geneva, Han Tae-song, Tuesday, said such pressure campaigns won't work.
Stop all provocations that escalate tension, including deployment of nuclear assets around Korean Peninsula. Second, completely stop the joint military exercises, which is key factor that undermines regional peace and security.
Meanwhile, the South Korean Yonhap News Agency quotes a presidential advisor saying those military exercises will begin in early April. Demonstrators protested outside the UN in Geneva Tuesday over the appearance of Iran's Justice Minister Ali Reza Avei at the Human Rights Council. Among dozens of protesters, Nasser Razi of the National Council of Resistance of Iran.
He is one of the main perpetrators and who was involved in the massacre of more than 30,000 political prisoners in Iran in 1988.
Avei, Iran's former top prosecutor at the time, was internationally sanctioned over his role in rights violations, arbitrary arrests, and increased executions. South Africa has taken a step toward accelerating the transfer of land from white to black owners as Parliament backs a motion seeking to change the Constitution, allowing land expropriation without compensation. It represents a move toward fulfilling a long-standing pledge by the ruling African National Congress to redress racial disparities in land ownership. The U.S. Tuesday reduced aid to Cambodia over concerns about what's called recent setbacks to democracy. There's growing concern about a crackdown on the opposition and independent media ahead of July elections. The body of the late American evangelist Billy Graham will lie in honor Wednesday and Thursday at the U.S. Capitol in Washington. Graham died last week at age 99. He's to be buried on the grounds of his library in Charlotte, North Carolina, Friday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.